Welcome to Let's Talk Micro.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Micro. As always, I hope you had a great week. And you can always find Let's Talk Micro on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Goodpods, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find Let's Talk Micro. As for our social media, I am on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube as Let's Talk Micro, on LinkedIn as Luis Plaza, on X as Let's Talk Micro 1, and I have an email address which is letstalkmicro@outlook.com. So either via social media or via email, you can send any feedback, any topic suggestions. They are always welcome and appreciated. So please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, download episodes, and if the app allows you to do so, please go ahead and leave a review. Thank you so much for the support. And of course, if you are looking to learn more about antibiotics, please check out www.learnantibiotics.com and the Learn Antibiotics book, available on Amazon. These resources include cheat sheets, practice tests, games, and more. And they are being used by thousands of people worldwide and may be helpful for you or your colleagues. Great resources from Dr. Timothy Gauthier, a very passionate pharmacist. And if you haven't checked out the previous episode, please go ahead and do so. It was a great episode where Dr. Joel Mortensen, and he was a guest before in the podcast, if you remember the name or if it sounds familiar, he was a guest in the two episodes that I did about a laboratory in Guinea, which is in Africa. And in those episodes, he talked about his experiences and helping set up a hospital and training laboratory technologists in microbiology. Those are wonderful episodes, so definitely if you haven't checked them out, please go ahead and do so. But in this episode, the last episode, he came in along with Christina Cox, and they talked about a study they did. And those of you that work in the lab and you deal with blood cultures, you know, you have blood culture instruments, and then you have blood culture bottles, and then when they're positive, you typically perform an identification in a molecular system that you have. We have mentioned them before. You have the E-plex, you have the BioFire. So by the time you get the plates on the bench, you might have an idea already, depending right on the organism and if that system has targets for it. And at that point in time, you confirm that ID, you proceed to do susceptibilities. Maybe you're doing direct susceptibilities, depending on the organism. But the point is that you also sometimes, you know, you get body fluids that are placed in blood culture bottles, and then you place those on the instrument. And if they're negative, right, you result them after, let's say, 5 days, they're negative. And if they're positive, then you go ahead and plate them, and then you evaluate them on the bench. So in this episode, Joel and Christina, they talked about a study that they did. And what they did was they took those body fluids that were incubated in blood culture bottles and they performed identification on the E-plex system. And then they talk about the results. So this is a very interesting topic because you imagine if we were able to do this, not only this, maybe place like all body fluids in blood culture bottles and then incubate them in the instrument, that will free up so much time for the techs. As you know, especially if you work in a large facility where you have a lot of body fluids, you know, you get a lot of negatives, and that's a lot of time that you spend, you know, scanning plates, looking at plates. But definitely with this study, if the instruments, those systems, you know, like the E-plex or the BioFire, if you could place those samples there and get an ID, you know, that can help the patient receive the appropriate therapy, you know, even earlier. Sometimes, you know, it can take, depending on your process, you know, it can take over a day to get an ID. Because as you know, once that fluid, you know, if you put it in a blood culture bottle and then it's positive, you have to plate it. Or if you're doing a regular method, you receive it in the lab and then you have to plate it. And then the next day you look at it. And then, you know, thinking maybe you have MALDI tough and you can ID it right away. If not, you maybe have to do something like the Vitek or another system. And that takes longer. So definitely I would love to see more studies like this done out there. Maybe someone can do one with the BioFire and see how it compares. So definitely a very interesting episode, very interesting topic, so please check it out if you haven't already. Okay, so I'll go ahead and be brief. So today's episode, we are here to talk about a textbook, a microbiology textbook, and the guest is Dr. Colin Lilly, and he is actually a listener to the podcast. So Colin, thank you so much for listening and for your support. I appreciate it. But he joined the podcast to talk about his book, which is titled Ace the Boards, A Concise Review of Clinical Microbiology. And Dr. Lilly, he's a resident, a pathology resident, and he talks about a resource that is called Ace My Path, you know, where it has some tools for pathologists to study and has a lot of information. It's a very, a lot of educational value. And in those resources, you have something that is called Ace the Boards, which is a series of textbooks. So this microbiology textbook is part of it. So in the episode, he talks about the whole process, the challenges of creating a textbook, so, you know, what's in the textbook. So definitely a very interesting resource. And I'm putting the links on the show notes, so please check them out. So all in all, it was a great episode. Such a pleasure talking to Dr. Lilly. So let's go ahead and listen to it. So one thing that I love about doing this podcast is that I always, you know, at some point in time, I get to talk to people that I either follow on social media or, and, you know, this person I have been following for a long time and they actually listen to the podcast. And I also love when people, you know, they do initiatives and they do things like coming up with textbooks and doing things that make the profession better. So I saw recently that a textbook in microbiology came out titled Ace the Boards, A Concise Review of Clinical Microbiology by Dr. Colin Lilly. Today, he's here to talk about the book. Dr. Lilly, welcome to Let's Talk Micro.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
My pleasure. Like I was saying before we started recording, you know, thank you for listening to the podcast. I appreciate the support. So let's go ahead and start with a quick introduction about what you do and anything else that you want to tell the audience about.
Yeah, so I am a current pathology resident at UCLA. I am pursuing anatomic and clinical pathology. I, before this, went to medical school at Loyola University Chicago. I pursued a MD as well as an MA in bioethics and health policy. But before that, I was actually in the lab. So I was a microbiologist. I worked at the CDC for some time. And before that, I was actually working in a lab and I received a master's in microbiology as well. So I definitely have a long history with microbiology and I definitely love it. And it's been interesting kind of growing with it along in my career because, you know, I took microbiology courses in undergrad and then worked in the lab and saw it in a different perspective. And then, you know, seeing it in grad school is completely different. And then medical school is a whole new world as well. And now moving on into pathology, kind of the clinical microbiology side, and also now like kind of the management side of things. So it's been a really fun time so far, at least. It's been cool kind of having microbiology there as I grow. You know, I definitely love microbiology. I'm a nerd, so I like all that stuff. And it's really cool to get to see the clinical side as well, you know, during medical school and all of that. So it's been cool. And I know we're going to probably talk about pathology in general in a little bit, but it's a great field. And as you know, the clinical microbiology realm is amazing. And all the people that work in it are super cool. So it's always great to meet new people.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And you know, and I said this over and over on the podcast. And, you know, before this, pretty much who I knew was from people from my lab and things like that. And then once I started doing this and going to conferences, you know, I see that this whole world up there. And a lot of people, yeah, they're always so nice and people want to talk about what they're doing, the research, and everyone is just it's been a really positive experience. And yeah, I also understand what you're saying as someone I'm doing a master's in microbiology myself, and the way that, you know, you start seeing things a little differently and all the different perspective. So definitely an experience. And, you know, working at the CDC, that was quite the experience, I bet. I mean, I had the fortune of having some guests from the CDC also, you know, a great team of people that always say yes to the episodes and very interesting work they do.
Yeah, it's an incredible place. They do amazing work. I know it's been a challenging few years for them as well, you know, dealing with pandemics and outbreaks, but they're, you know, they always truck through, they make it through, they do great science there. They make great discoveries and they're really, really good diagnosticians.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I do want to ask about, you know, what pathologists do. And, you know, in the lab, we do have contact with pathologists, and we definitely know, like, for example, when we're in hematology and, you know, we have those slides that we send to the pathologists, we know that they also work as, you know, as our medical directors and things like that. But outside of that, maybe for the audience, and so they know, pretty much, what kind of training do you need to do to become a pathologist, after completing medical school, and what are the career options as well?
Yeah. Pathology is really a very diverse field, and it's a very, a small group of people that go to medical school end up pursuing pathology. I think it's around 1% of medical graduates. So it's a very small group of people, but it is an incredibly diverse field, like I said. So you can pursue anything in anatomic or clinical pathology, which is kind of the big umbrellas that split the fields in pathology. So anatomic pathology kind of deals with more of the tissues. They also deal with autopsies and cytopathology as well. So any of those specimens that come out of the body during a surgery would go to pathology, and then we would make some kind of diagnosis on it. That's the anatomic pathology side. For the clinical pathology side, it's anything in the lab. So that includes clinical microbiology, hematology, chemistry, toxicology, immunology, those kinds of things, as well as like immunogenetics and molecular. So there are many, many different things you can do once you go into pathology residency, and you can kind of subspecialize with a fellowship, or you could practice general practice pathology, where you kind of just do everything. With that said, it is kind of overwhelming learning every single thing in any diagnostic field, So it is challenging in residency because you really do have to get at least a bare grasp of everything to pass boards. A bare minimum grasp of everything, I guess, to pass boards, but it is a great place if you love to learn. It is an amazing field if you really like to tie laboratory medicine, basic science, and clinical care all together. The diagnoses we make change patient care every day, and it's a very exciting and also rewarding field to be in. And on top of that, I mean, out of the medical specialties, it has a pretty good lifestyle. You're not working really long hours like surgeons, and you don't have to worry as much about, outpatient clinics and stuff like that, because we don't really have those kind of interactions with patients as much. You can interact with patients, and you can do stuff like see patients in cytopathology if you want to do ultrasound guided fine needle aspirations, or if you want to do transfusion medicine, you can do apheresis clinics. But in general, it's a good lifestyle. It generally has a pretty low burnout rate. So as someone going through medical school, seeing a lot of people pretty burnt out during COVID, it was a kind of a breath of fresh air to see the pathologists all happy. So yeah, that's kind of the general overview of pathology, and it's kind of how I chose it. But I also was interested in it before because I knew pathologists at the CDC who were, laboratory directors, or they decided to kind of go down that clinical pathology route. But there's also infectious disease pathologists, people with Emory and CDC, they kind of work together with those things. So it's very diverse. You can get involved with microbiology. You could also not, plenty of people don't. But that's kind of how I ended up choosing the field.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That was great. I'm just going back real quick to something that you said earlier. I love how you said, like I am a nerd, and that's, I love to do that when we embrace that, and just, so am I. And I love this. And that's one of the things that I just want to put out there when I talk to people like yourself, or if I go to events where, microbiologists gathering, it's like, everyone is just embracing their nerdiness, and I love it. So as I was preparing for this, I was doing a little bit of research, and I saw that there's something called Ace My Path. Maybe can you talk more about that?
Yeah, Ace My Path is a group of pathologists and trainees, kind of from around the world, honestly, who help put together resources for pathology trainees. As I said, pathology is a very broad field. So every single rotation you go through, you really do have to learn as much as you can. There aren't a ton of resources out there for trainees to kind of have a focused, learning objective for each of the rotations, and it can be really daunting because you'll pick up a textbook that's thousands of pages long for every single rotation. And that is overwhelming for sure. And so the Ace My Path group, their goal was really to make pathology boards preparation more attainable and kind of a little bit easier, and have these resources in various fields from experts around the world to kind of help guide trainees to their eventual board certification. And it started with hematopathology because Dr. Akanksha Gupta, the founder, is a hematopathologist. And I worked with her actually as an illustrator on one of their first books. So it was a natural kind of match to kind of work with them in the future. But they're a great group of people, and their main goal is education. And they've actually adopted a very multimodal approach now. They have digital slides. They fully embraced the whole digital education. They have a ton of free resources as well. So check out their website. It's really great. And they work very closely with Path Presenter, who has a really beautiful and elegant digital pathology pipeline, but also user interface.
Okay, and for the listeners, I'll put the link to the website on the show notes if you want to go ahead and check it out. But yeah, it's great with technology, so many different ways that you can use to educate and spread information. And I know that of all the resources that Ace My Path has, one of them is like a series of textbooks, right, called Ace the Boards. Can you maybe talk a little bit more about those?
Yeah. Like I kind of mentioned before, the Ace My Boards, I guess, was really how it started. It was just offering textbooks to help study for different board certifications in pathology. And one of the first ones was hematopathology. As they've grown, they have over 20 books. I'm pretty sure they have about 27 books now. They're all available on Amazon, and they're basically just a brief intro to kind of study for the board exams. And they really do embrace this kind of collaborative approach to these, because textbooks can take a very long time to make. They can be very cumbersome to build and to edit. And so they have a great team of people who basically, work on peer review. They'll work on editing. They'll help you with illustrations. And it's a really great team. They put out a lot of work. They're very prolific. And that's basically kind of how they've built this Ace the Boards empire. They definitely have some remarkable books that are like really changing pathology education, especially their Surgical Pathology Reimagined book, which, surgical pathology is probably the most challenging specialty in pathology. And so having that as a resource as a trainee has been really great.
Excellent. So let's go ahead and talk about your book. And you already kind of mentioned some things about the challenges, that I will ask more about that in a bit. But as far as, hearing you say about the purpose of Ace My Path and how it helps and things like that, there are many microbiology textbooks out there. So what led you or inspired you to create one?
Yeah, that's a great question. Microbiology is such a diverse field, and there are so many different people working in it. There's the laboratorians doing that, frontline work every single day. There's also the infectious disease doctors who are ordering a lot of these tests. And then there are pathologists who can be involved with lab management, or you can be a medical director. So it's a really diverse field. And there's also basic science as well. Having a really broad variety of microbiology textbooks can be challenging for a pathology trainee, because you could pick up one of these, laboratory textbooks that are 4,000 pages long, and they're talking about all the methods and everything involved, and it can be really overwhelming. And then you can go on the other side and have an infectious disease book where they don't talk at all about the methods, which is kind of what we have to know about. So kind of finding something to balance and blend all of these things together is what kind of sparked this idea. It was initially actually going to be part of a kind of just a resource. I was trying to get a bunch of people together to make a kind of, easy approach to clinical microbiology in pathology training. But as things grew, it became a little bit broader than I initially planned. And so, we were just making an outline at first of what we wanted to talk about and what we wanted to kind of mention. And it ended up being, 200 pages long. And I was like, well, if we have all of these amazing people contributing to this resource, why don't we just make it into a book? And so, obviously that's a nice thing to think about, but it's a really hard thing to do. But that's kind of the idea of how this came about. And with that said, it can be a challenging thing for, is this the right book for me? So basically what I'll just kind of give an overview of what it is, and that can help people decide if it's something that they want to get. So basically, it goes over the major divisions in microbiology from bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites. And it offers a short introduction to the field, and it gives some of the, basics about the terminology used, and kind of helps elucidate some of those challenging terms in microbiology, because there's a lot of them, especially for a new trainee. And then for the second part of that section, it'll just offer bulleted points about each of the microbes. So it'll go over their phenotype, some of the important pathogenic factors, some of the diseases they cause, and then some of the geographic distribution or how it's transmitted. So this is really helpful for people who are studying for, certification exams, especially involving laboratory techniques, because we have a lot in there about laboratory techniques as well, because for, pathology trainees, we have to know about that. But also people who want to learn more about pathogens and all the things involved with clinical microbiology and their diagnoses.
Dan, and I saw that definitely a collaborative effort, and right, I saw because when you posted it on social media that Rodney Rhodey, he contributed to the book, which he's been a guest in the podcast and he's great. It's been from when I started this, like immediately I was introduced to him, and he's like, yeah, if you need a guest, he offered, and that was very nice of him. And every time he's on, I enjoy talking to him, and definitely great. So I saw his name, I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
I mean, that was probably the most exciting part about this whole process, was meeting these people from all around the country and honestly even the world. But the authors that went into this, I mean, are a lot of them are experts in their field, like Rodney Rhodey, Dr. Yi. She's one of the chief microbiologists at one of the at her hospital. And then we also have PhD trainees, PhDs. We also have some pathology trainees as well. And so you really do get kind of a broad variety of perspectives in this book. But that's the coolest part, is because microbiology is such a broad field, you can really get all of these amazing perspectives about these exciting and cool bugs that we get to see.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I met when I was in microbe in 2023, I had the chance to meet Dr. Yi, which I know she's listening to this when it comes out because she listened to the podcast. So Rebecca, thank you so much for listening. Shout out. Okay, so definitely thank you for that. I think you answered definitely a lot of the questions that I had. Maybe we can expand a little bit more about, you mentioned that when you're creating a textbook, you mentioned some of the components and maybe it can be a little bit tedious. So maybe you can expand a little bit on the challenges that you had as you were making this book.
Yeah, I think the first challenge is organizing everything. So, if you're trying to put together a textbook, at least understanding one, who your target audience is, which we kind of understood at first, and then two, what you want to cover. And so that was initially going to be a subset of microbes, which ended up growing to become a lot more and almost comprehensive. It's pretty long now, but that was the first challenge of just outlining everything. And then the second challenge is organizing the book, but also if you have collaborators, organizing their contributions, going back through everything, making sure everything's accurate, and there's proper references and all of that. And then the other challenge is putting it all together. So the actual making of a textbook requires a lot of peer review, editing, illustrations, and then finally putting it together in a book. So as the main editor for the textbook, I had to approve all of those changes kind of as they went, which can be overwhelming at times because, there's people reviewing multiple chapters and all this stuff going on. But it also is exciting. You can't be an expert in every single thing. So it's exciting hearing from, Dr. Rohde, who's talking about all of the stuff with rabies and all of his, exciting contributions there. And then hearing how he even thinks about virology in general, and when he was putting together his introduction for virology. So it's exciting, being on the other end of reading everything. And then, it's challenging to get everything and get everyone all together and everyone all in kind of one place, and in the timeline kind of all together. But ace my boards and, sorry. Ace My Path was really there, kind of helping us all along the way. They're very organized and got everything together. So it was a great group to work with, especially since we had kind of had most of the content ready. They were really there to help us with the more challenging things, especially with me being in residency and not having a ton of time to devote to putting a textbook together.
What about any, do you have any future plans? Anything else that maybe you're trying to come up with in the future or anything like that?
So I think one of the next steps for this textbook would obviously be hearing what everyone has to say. One of the biggest parts about textbooks and medical education in general is getting feedback. So, I'm always happy to hear what people think, if there's any improvements they would like to see, any additional information. I would love to hear it. We can always include it in a second edition. That's definitely, always on the horizon. Other things, I love medical education, so I'm always interested in novel approaches to teaching medical students about pathology and microbiology in general. So some of that stuff, I work with Path Elective, which is now part of the Association for Academic Pathology. So we're always thinking about ways to expand microbiology education on that platform as well, and tying together some of the resources that are from this textbook. So, there's always improvements to make, and then there's always different ways to approach training. And I think that as a new generation of medical students and medical technologists and medical laboratory scientists, as we're all kind of progressing, we're going to have different ways of learning. So I think that we're going to have to adapt to how people think. We're going to have to adapt to how people learn and attention spans. And I know that it's challenging for senior educators to adapt to that stuff because they've been doing a lot of things the same way. I think that's just something we have to try to battle, and we're going to have to work on it together. So that's kind of the next step would be figuring out a way to improve medical education with microbiology and pathology for the next generation, and continue to get people inspired and provide the best patient care, whether it be in the laboratory or in the clinic.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the challenges, and I guess I never realized because I wasn't teaching before. When in the lab, it's always like the same kind of group of people, but then when you go into a classroom, you have a wider array of people. And but definitely, yeah, the attention, that was something that I had to kind of work with, the attention span and find different ways, and definitely in my case also get you start using more technology like for education and stuff like that. I mean, years ago, I only used social media for like a personal profile and just, as a way of maybe relax, watch a little video here and there and whatnot. But I definitely discovered that how people are using it and the wonderful uses and how you can transmit information and definitely many different ways of learning out there. And where, if someone wants to purchase your book, where can they find it?
The easiest way is Amazon. So that's the easiest way to find it. You can also go to the Ace My Boards website. And yeah.
Excellent. And as I said to the audience, you can find the show notes. You can find the link to Amazon, and you can also find the link to the website if you want to check those out. I invite you to. Dr. Lily, as we come to a close to the episode, is there anything else that you want to add or talk about?
Well, first, I just wanted to say thank you for having me. Second, I love the work that you're doing. This has been a really fun podcast to follow. I've learned a lot from you. I've learned a lot from your guests, and obviously I love learning, so that's a good thing. But also, for anyone out there excited about this conversation, definitely reach out to me on social media if you want to talk more about pathology or clinical microbiology. Also, if anyone's interested in pursuing pathology, I think it's an amazing field. So there's plenty of different resources out there. If you're in medical school pursuing or thinking about pursuing pathology, or if you're an undergrad, or if you're in the lab and you're thinking about going back to school, there's so many different pathways to choose from. It's a really exciting field. So if you ever have any questions about that, don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, well, first, thank you for that, and it's always, I love doing this, and as I said before, even if no one listened to it, the process itself and what I have gained from it just by doing research and meeting people, it just like my education has increased so much, but definitely very wonderful when I actually meet people that actually listen to it and say, oh yeah, this has helped me somehow. So it's definitely great. And for the audience, I've been following Dr. Lilly from even like he was still in medical school, so from a few years ago, and he always responds very quick. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out, and you will definitely get a reply. Well, this has been great, and it was nice meeting you in person, and thank you so much for taking the time to being Let's Talk Micro.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And that, my dear audience, it's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoy listening to Dr. Lilly talk about his textbook, A Concise Review of Clinical Microbiology. As always, I enjoy sharing this information with you. Stay tuned. Great things coming your way. Keep that passion. Thank you to those of you out there, everyone that listens, that supports the podcast. I'm so grateful. With this episode, the third season concludes. And then after this, for the next coming weeks, I'll be playing some older episodes. So it's a great time to catch up if you haven't. Maybe some episodes from the back catalog. Great time to listen to older episodes. But in August, a new season will return. But in the meantime, as I said, maybe some older episodes playing. Once again, thank you so much. What a great season, full of great content, great people. I am so happy. So please, continue bringing that passion to what you do. It's so important. You do such great work. So, as always, stay motivated, stay safe, and of course, continue talking micro. Until the next time. Bye.